Still building back after the flood. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, 4 months after the historic May flooding, state officials in West Tennessee are still working to repair the damage that occurred to dams built years ago to protect farms and property from just such events. The only problem, these dams were built to protect against 100-year floods.
We had five of our structures suffered, five of our 120 suffered significant damage. Two of them fairly, I wouldn't call it catastrophic damage. They failed properly through the emergency spillway, but several hundred thousand dollars of repairs.
David Saylors is executive director of the West Tennessee River Basin Authority, and this agency, which falls under the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, manages some 120 of the approximately 240 dams in West Tennessee. And Saylors says while they've got most of the damage under control, there's still some work left to be done.
We've made some temporary repairs to some of them so they will function and they'll remain safe. We're going to have to button them down for the winter and complete some major repairs on two of them next year. But, yeah, we need to get those back in place so they can provide the function that they were designed for. And the function cumulatively is very, very significant over West Tennessee.
It's estimated the May flooding caused more than $3.4 million in damages to West Tennessee rivers and flood control structures. And David Saylors says repair and design costs for four of their structures are expected to be about $900,000. And that's money expected to come from the Natural Resources and Conservation Service.
We had 16 to 20 inches of rain over a 48-hour period, which goes off the charts. And it is above a 1,000-year storm event. I believe it to be about a 1,500-year storm event.
Still lots of after effects from the May flooding, and rebuilding continues in West Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.